Hi, Chris Austin here, and this show needs a bit of an introduction. One of my first programs on the Voice of Vashon was called The Austin Hour, the 30-minute show that feels like an hour. And it was comprised of little skits that I wrote and performed and badly edited, I guess, too. But this one I wrote because Breaking Bad, the wonderful dramatic series, had just ended and was popular, so I wrote a spoof called Baking Bad. And in it, I enlisted the help of two friends to play the other characters. One was Lisa Fleming, at the time, a local bartender, very funny woman. And the other was my cousin Rob. And to say the least, none of us knew what we were doing. This is poorly written and poorly executed, but we really had a lot of fun doing it. So I hope you enjoy. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Austin Hour is proud to present the gritty crime drama, Baking Bad. This four-act performance will reveal the seedy underbelly of life in the suburbs. It's a no-holds-barred look at life in the cul-de-sac. Our story begins with a pair of men looking through a two-way mirror into an interrogation room. The older man is Detective Hines, a longtime lawman on Vashon. The other is a rookie patrolman, Chip, standing quietly with an evidence bag. Hines takes the bag and opens it. What he sees inside turns his stomach. He's heard rumors that the junk was back on the streets, but he didn't want to believe it. He gave a hard stare to the suspect, a dowdy middle-aged woman knitting on a small metal chair. Hines barked at his partner.
Worthless rookie. Is this what I think it is?
Yes, sir. It's a muffin. The boys in the lab say it's 96% pure. It even has trademark blue icing.
Hines runs a hand over his bald scalp and exhales deeply.
Looks like Betty Crocker's cooking again.
Hines picks up her case file and heads towards the door.
Listen to me, worthless rookie. Don't let her looks fool you. She's a stone-cold baker. But this time her souffle is going to fall.
The two men entered the room and sat across from their suspect. She was sitting erect in a flouncy beige dress. She continued knitting and looked up with a smile.
Detective Hines, worthless rookie.
Good afternoon, Miss Crocker. My name is Detective Duncan Hines, and this is Patrolman Chippehoy. We'd like to ask you a few questions. It says here you teach home economics at the local high school.
Oh, you're darn tootin', Detective. Geez, I just love teaching the students to cook, don't you know?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
You betcha. Nothing like an omelet or a Greek salad to put a little smile on your face.
Hines' face twisted in anger as he slapped the table.
Save your breath, sister. We've had you under surveillance for some time, and we know that inside that legitimate marijuana operation is your illegal muffin shop.
Oh, goodness. Illegal muffins here on Vashon? That's just crazy talk. Officer, am I under arrest?
Hines inhaled slowly and turned away from Crocker. Patrolman Ahoy spoke.
It seems the evidence was eaten. We believe some good cops couldn't just stick to donuts. Every man has his breaking point.
Hines turned quickly to a suspect and pointed a finger in her face.
We don't have enough on you this time. I brought you in because I want you to know that I know that we know. What do we know?
We want her to know that we know that she knows that she's cooking again, I think.
Yeah, what he said.
Detective Hines, I'm a simple high school teacher, and I won't have my good name impugned by your sloppy police work.
Detective Hines squinted at his suspect and then turned to Patrolman Ahoy.
What does impugned mean?
It's not good.
Join us next time when Detective Hines learns the meaning of impugned, and Betty Crocker says,
where's the ladies' room?
Down the hall on the left, just past the motivational poster. It's a kitten dangling from a tree limb. It says, hang in there. I walk by it every day. It gives me the strength to go on. It gives me the strength to put down punks like you.
Now it's time for our station identification. You're listening to Jack FM 96.5 Seattle, Washington. I'm just messing with you. You're listening to the Austin Hour on KVSH, Voice of Vashon, 101.9 on your radio, located in beautiful Vashon, Washington. Hey, wait, don't be like that. Don't change the station. It was a joke.
Welcome back to Act Two of Baking Bad, where we find Detective Duncan Hines and rookie patrolman Chip Ahoy visiting a construction site on a tip that there is an illegal muffin cook in progress. Detective Hines checks his weapon and says,
"We got her on the run, Chip. When she found out we were on to her muffin operation inside that perfectly legitimate marijuana shop, they scattered like cockroaches when the kitchen light comes on."
You have cockroaches?
Yes, but that's not important now. We need to find Little Joy. He knows where the muffin cook is going down. But to find Little Joy, we need to talk to his father, Big Joy. That's him now. The only guy on the construction site wearing handmade Italian loafers. Hey, Big Joy.
Detective Hines, what the f*** you want?
Take it easy. We're not interested in your little operation here. Just tell me where we can find Little Joy, and I'll let you get back to your pasta.
Big Joy flicked a cigarette at the feet of Hines and nodded over his shoulder.
Have you noticed something unusual, sir, about this construction site? Everyone here is under 12 years old.
Yeah, they're running a little child labor operation. But we look the other way because they keep an ear to the ground for illegal muffin labs.
Yeah, but...
Listen to me, worthless rookie. You want to save children from back-breaking labor, do it on your own time. We're here to snuff out that muffin monster, Crocker. And if we have to overlook another crime, well, that just comes with the territory. Think of it this way if you need to sleep at night. These kids are learning a valuable trait that they can use for the rest of their lives. And the city gets a high-rise that's almost up to code. Lecture over. There's Little Joey working now at the arc welder. Hey, Little Joey.
Detective Hines, what the fuck do you want, you little Why I ought to stick this?
Easy, tough guy. I gave you that Xbox and I can take it back, too.
Yeah, whatever. It came with a bunch of crappy games, so buzz off. Besides, it looks bad me talking to a no-good flatfoot.
A little bird told me there might be a muffin cook going on around here. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Well, I don't talk to no boys.
Maybe a guy with the newest version of Grand Theft Auto talks to boys.
Hines looked at his partner, who opened a small brown bag and held it up to Little Joy. The child threw down his welding gloves and grabbed the DVD.
It's what I'm talking about. You know, my memories get a little better all of a sudden. You didn't hear this from me, but back behind the building there's a cement mixer. We use it to make form-fitting juice for people to talk too much, you know what I'm saying? But today, Betty Crocker and a gang, they're mixing up something real special.
Detective Hines nodded to his partner, and they walked stealthily to the corner of the building, where they stopped and crouched down. The distance to the corner of the building was somewhat longer than it appeared, but they did get there and stopped and crouched down.
Oh, yeah.
There they saw a spinning cement mixer with a middle-aged woman nearby. She was wearing a bright orange polyester pantsuit with orthopedic shoes. She had her hands on her hips and was barking orders to a half-dozen frightened children.
Okay, worthless rookie. Time to earn your paycheck.
Patrolman Ahoy took off in a dead sprint, but Crocker quickly turned her head and ran deep into the construction site. Hines walked to the cement mixer to secure the evidence. After a while, the patrolman arrived, limping and empty-handed.
What? You didn't catch her?
Oh my God, that was the most beautiful parkour I've ever seen outside of Paris.
She was mocking me with all the jumps and flips. I think I tore my ACL just trying to keep up with her. Eh, walk it off. I tore my ACL just getting off the crapper this morning. It comes with the job.
What happened to all the kids?
I tased them.
What? You tased them?
I couldn't take a chance they might turn on me.
They're all tased in the back, sir.
Yeah, they're pretty quick. And smart, too. One of them hid in that line of porta-potties. I tased two people before I got the right potty. That'll probably be a lawsuit.
Sorry I couldn't have her, Detective Hines.
No problem. We'll just pick her up at her weekly bridge game. Probably should have told you that before you ruined your knee.
Join us for Act 3 as Betty Crocker rocks the bridge world, saying...
I believe that's my rubber, Mr. Culbertson.
Hi, Moms. Chris Austin here for the Austin Hour. Are you like most busy mothers and worry that your kids aren't getting enough fat and salt? Well, worry no more.
with the new Austin Hour Olive Loaf Popsicle. Yes, your kids will be begging for these ice-cold salted meat remnants. And don't worry, we only use olives that have failed every health inspection, so our popsicles won't break the bank. And if you have picky eaters, don't forget our donut glazed dipping sauce. Mom, are you leaving kids at home and not sure when you'll get back? Well, remember to stock up on Austin Hour Olive Loaf Popsicles, because they have no expiration date. The Olive Loaf Popsicle, the perfect anytime snack. And just add our pork drippings juice box to make it a meal. The Olive Loaf Popsicle.
Stick not included.
And now we return to Act 3 of Baking Bad, where we find Betty Crocker back in the interrogation room with Detective Hines sitting across from her. Hines sets a muffin between them and gives it a skeptical look.
This look familiar? It's supposed to be some high-grade stuff.
Hines takes a pinch of the muffin and touches it to his tongue. He then spits it in a trash can.
This thing is 50% pure at best. Probably some junk coming in from Bremerton. Sure looks like one of your muffins, though.
Crocker's back stiffens as she tries not to stare at the muffin between them.
Only 50% pure? I don't know about these things, but it looks a little more pure than that to me.
I don't think so. Any doughhead with an easy-bake oven can make one of these ho-ho rejects.
A vein on Crocker's head began to throb. She unconsciously tugged on her pearl necklace.
It's harder to make a pure muffin than you might think, or so I'm told.
Really? Let's ask someone who knows, shall we?
Hines gives a nod to Patrolman Ahoy. He opens a door and leads in a twitchy woman with sticky fingers and ravenous eyes. He helps her to a seat and says,
Betty Crocker meets Sarah Lee, our local hardcore muffin huffer. We found this flower child strung out at a back alley bake sale. She was trying to score some of the devil dough. According to her, the good stuff, the so-called holy cannoli, is back on the street.
Sarah Lee began to nod out in a drug stupor. Hines snaps his fingers in her face.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah, come back, Sarah. There you go. Sarah, I'd like you to meet Betty Crocker. Or you might know her by her street name, Muffin Top.
Sarah came out of her haze and began to twitch again as she looked at Crocker.
You make that Walla Walla Wee? That Seattle Cinnabon? I need me some of that Tacoma Triscuit. Please, please, Muffin Top. My goodness, Miss Lee, I'm just a high school home economics teacher. I have no idea what you're referring to.
Sarah, we'd like you to help us out here. And I can assure you, it would look good to the DA if you do. I want you to tell us, is this high-grade muffin or something crapped out of a vending machine?
Sarah picked up the muffin with a trembling hand. She looked at Hines for tacit permission, then quickly took a bite. She immediately spat it out.
My God, what is that gluten-free? Ugh, I'd rather eat a piece of corduroy.
Crocker stood quickly and grabbed her roughly by the arm. Her voice dropped an octave.
Listen to me, you two-bit twinker. That muffin is pure. I busted my buns making it.
Confusion and panic crossed Crocker's face as Sarah slowly smiled. She looked at Hines and Ahoy. They were both smirking.
Betty Crocker, meet Officer Snickerdoodle. She's been on Vashon's elite vice squad unit, TFMC. Task Force Muffin Cuffin. Nice work, Doodle. It's dedicated officers like Doodle and Ahoy that have been working tirelessly to bring down your cartel of eggs, flour, and whole milk.
Hines removed the cuffs from his belt and let them jingle in the air. He walked slowly around the table as Crocker rose to her feet and held her hands out. As the cuffs clicked shut, he whispered into her ear,
Better luck next time.
My souffle has not fallen yet. I will bake again.
Stay tuned for Act 4 of Baking Bad when we hear Betty Crocker say, well, nothing really. She already confessed. I mean, it just kind of ruined the show. I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book. She didn't even ask for an attorney. This is the load. Anyway, be sure to join us in 5 years for Betty Crocker's exciting parole hearing when she says,
Oh, Your Honor, did you get that birthday cake I sent you? And a word from our sponsor. Today's word comes from Finland, and it's pikinusia. That's Finnish for a person who believes. that their destiny is to stamp out all spelling and punctuation mistakes at the cost of popularity, self-esteem, and mental well-being. In the English language, this is known as an editor. And that has been the word from our sponsor. Thank you, sponsor.
Okay, listeners, thank God this is the end of the Austin Hour. However, I would like to thank the lovely and talented Lisa Fleming.
Thank you.
As well as my cousin Opie, the key whisperer. If you'd like to hear an extended version of this program, please visit my
Thank website. You.
If you'd like to hear an extended version of this program, please visit my website, chrisaustinmedia.com. There you can check out my books, articles, and other weird stuff, like Opie.